Stonesy with you through till nine. I've moved into the live lounge, which is always a pleasure because we only ever open it when we get special guests in. And tonight it's a very special guest, a young lady that you may well know the name of already because she featured in one of our parties in the park during the summer season at Hillworth Park. Tonight's live lounge is local singer-songwriter Tamsin Quinn.
Hello.
Nice to see you again,
nice
Tamsin.
Nice to see you too, Mark.
The last time we met, though, the sun was blazing down.
Mm-hmm, it was lovely.
I was in my shorts, which I know wasn't a particularly
That wasn't
good thing
lovely,
for me.
Yeah.
No, thank you very much. And no, it was lovely. I think it was part of our summer, which lasted about 2 weeks.
Yeah. Those were the good old days, weren't they?
The good old days. Just a couple of months ago. Yeah. So what have you been doing since then?
Lots of planning and sort of a few gigs here and there. And yeah, it's been quite busy with work and other things. So yeah, planning my next album, which has been quite busy. Yeah. And yeah, a lot to be thinking about and getting on with.
Well, we'll talk about the album in a minute because I know there's a few things attached to that in terms of what you're doing, in terms of trying to raise money for it, but also in terms of planning for it and getting the songs ready for it. But when did it all start for you? Because you're still a young lady, but I think you've been playing since the beginning of Christendom, haven't you?
Feels like it. Yeah, thanks for calling me young. I am nearly 30, but that's still quite young, isn't it?
Hang on.
Yeah.
That is young.
Okay.
In my book.
It's just people normally think I'm about 12 because I know I look really young for my age, but I am 28. I'm 29 next week. And yeah, so I've been playing for about 14 years since I was about 14 years old. And yeah, I just... My dad got me my first guitar and I just got absolutely hooked on songwriting. I'm still not a very good guitarist.
Why do you say that?
Because my passion is for writing lyrics and I just haven't really put the time in trying to learn guitar. And I mean, I know like the basic chords and things like that, but I wish I'd put a bit more time in, but I just this precious time that I have, it just goes on writing new lyrics and new songs. So that's,
so that's your strength. That's where you see your strength is the actual lyrics as opposed to the music.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, and I'm sort of looking forward to we'll talk about it in a minute, but the next album with other musicians to enhance, you know, my music and yeah, just make it a little bit more special than just me and my three chords that I normally do.
So what was the light bulb moment for you at 14 then? What made you think, yes, I'm going to pick up a guitar, start learning it and also start writing lyrics?
Well, I actually grew up, my dad had a canal boat, so we had lots of towpath parties and everyone played guitar and drums and things like that. And I just remember sat there at 14 thinking, I want to join in. And all I could do was just sing quite badly at that age. You know, I hadn't really grown into my voice. And I really just wanted to join in and be able to play. So I said to my dad, I want to learn guitar. And he said, okay, well... he knows that I'm a bit fickle with things sometimes, and he said, "Well, if you play for 6 months, I'll buy you your own one." And I borrowed his and kept it up for 6 months, and he eventually bought me my own one. And yeah, just sort of, I wrote my first song at 14, and that just spiraled really. And it, you know what teenagers are like, quite angsty, and I don't normally play those songs anymore because they're quite sort of angsty songs. But it, you know, songwriting really is a therapy, and it definitely got me through those times. And now I use it, you know, for sometimes for therapy, but most of the time just as a creative outlet for my energy that's going on in my head, you know.
So like what? Because where do you draw the influences from then for your songwriting?
Everywhere, really. Sometimes real life, you know, if someone tells me a story. I've recently just written a new song called Leaving in the Night, and it is about a story that my friend told me about when she went to America with her boyfriend, and she decided just to leave him in the middle of the desert because he wasn't really being very nice to her. So she was like, right, I'm taking the hire car and I'm driving to the nearest airport and I'm flying home. And I wrote a song about that. And it's just, you know, drawing influences and just changing them a little bit to make a story out of it. And I think songwriting really is about storytelling. And I hope that comes across in my songs.
Well, looking forward to it. So you're going to play four songs for us tonight.
Yes.
Well, between now and 8 o'clock in the live lounge. You're going to give us a couple of tracks from the new album, which is To Be Cut.
Yeah.
But as I said, you save your powder as well. You've got to keep your powder dry.
Yeah, exactly.
on some of the tracks, so don't do all four. What about the other two?
I'll do a couple of oldies, I think, just to sort of refresh people's memories. Yeah.
Well, of you in the park back in the summer.
Yeah, yeah.
But they're all yours tonight.
Yes, yeah, I'll
Fantastic.
Do all originals. Yeah.
So track one then, what are we going to hear first?
I think I'll start with one which will be on the album. It's called Fearless, and it's about... I wrote it for my friend when she got dumped from a 12-year relationship, and it's just about sort of making her realise that she is better than that. She can get over it, and she is, you know, this powerful, fearless young woman, and she can make you know, her life as good as she wants it to be. So that's what it's all about.
Okay, this is Fearless. Tamsin Quinn on the Live Lounge here on Fantasy Radio.
Hey there, my girl, why don't you dry up your tears and just hold up your head, you've got nothing to fear, 'cause when it comes to loving, he can teach you nothing, but I can tell you something, you're worth so much more. Is lost, but you've been through much worse, and when it comes to hurting, you're the queen of bravery. I've seen you fight the lions, and you're worth so much more. So put your lipstick on and that dress you love, and we'll dance all night. He has lost until you rise. Oh, put your lipstick on and straighten up, no more compromise. And you won't know what you're made of until you rise. Fearless, 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 oh, oh, fearless. Oh, no, no, fearless. Your wings start to grow, and you're learning to fly again. You'll go further than you know, 'cause when it comes to falling, you're not scared of smiling in the face of danger. That's why you're worth so much more. So put your lipstick on in that dress you love, and we'll dance all night. And he won't know what he has lost until you rise. Oh, put your lipstick on and straighten up, no more compromise. And you won't know what you're made of until you rise. Fearless, 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 oh, oh, fearless, oh, no, no, fearless. And the best days of your life are on their way. I know you don't believe me now, and that's okay. But one day you'll look back and realize how we see you our eyes, that you are fearless.